This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Are you okay?
I don't know. I think so. It got solved.
Are you sure?
It went away.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, it went away.
It went away.
Something was happening.
Well, yeah. That's how you lose it.
Okay.
Something's got to be happening.
Okay, so Tommy comes in this morning, and he looks us in the face, and he says...
30 minutes yesterday, I thought I was losing my mind.
Like it was over.
All alone in the house. Nobody was home. The dog, it wasn't even there. So it was silent. And I was losing my mind. To the point I was outside into the woods all the way down to the mailbox, like almost walking over to Naz, and I couldn't figure out what was going on.
Kimmy and I don't know what's coming.
I didn't know what was coming.
All right. You're hanging out in the breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. What the hell happened?
So took a walk yesterday like I do every day.
Okay.
Come back in the house. Wife's gone. Dog's gone. Nobody in the house. Dead silent. No big deal. All of a sudden, I'm hearing something. And I can't figure out what it is. I go, man, what am I hearing? So I look at my phone, ain't running.
Okay.
Nothing's going on my phone.
Okay.
Look at my watch, nothing. Got the iWatch, right? So I'm still hearing
the
same.
He's got the iWatch,
so
he's a man with an iWatch.
So I go to the I'm by the windows and stuff, and I'm hearing, it sounds like almost music, but it's super ass faint.
Okay.
So I'm hearing it there. I go standing back in the middle of the living room. I'm still hearing it. I said, what is this?
Can I ask a question?
What?
When you say music, like what, like instruments? Like what?
So I'm hearing music.
Okay, so it is music.
Faint music.
So, but I can't really pick up on it at first.
Okay.
So now I'm going, so did I leave a TV on or something? So I check all the TVs. There is nothing on in the house. There's nothing going on anywhere. And I'm hearing music. So I go, it's got to be outside. It's got to be the neighbors playing music.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So I go outside. I'm kind of hearing it, but not. So, but I'm not seeing anything. I'm not really... getting it. So I walk all around the house, all the way around the yard.
Is it getting like louder?
No,
or so?
It hasn't changed.
So okay. It's the same volume.
It's the same volume no matter where I go. So I go all the way into the woods behind our house, and I'm still hearing it, same volume, faint. It's jazz. It's the music I like.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going.
Somebody trying to lure you into the woods.
And yeah, and going to kill me. I go, it's got to be my hearing aids. My hearing aids are picking something up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or I left something. So I take my hearing aids out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I march them back into the house. I put them away.
Okay.
Into the charger, close them off, turn them up. I'm still hearing it.
Wait, how you can't hear anything without your hearing aids?
How are you still hearing it? Absolutely. I can't hear it. So I go, this is in my head. So I go all the way down to the, I go down to the front yard. I'm a half an hour walking around the yard, in the house, upstairs, downstairs, basement. Where is this music coming from?
Mystery music.
And even without the head for the hearing aids.
Yeah, it's super ass faint.
It's super ass faint. So I've been all over. It hasn't changed. I'm not getting any closer to it. I'm not getting any farther away from it. I'm hearing faint music, and I can't figure it out.
All right, can I throw a theory out there?
Throw it out.
When it's your time to die, do you get welcome to the afterlife by your
jazz?
Favorite genre of music?
Yeah, I guess it's like Pandora. You get to pick out your favorites.
But if you didn't live nice life, you get Pandora with commercials.
And to your point, so I went through my phone. Pandora's not running. My iTunes. Nothing's on my phone. So my wife comes home.
Well, you said you were panicking before.
Oh, yeah, because I can't figure this out.
You don't know where it's coming from. So, you want to make sure you didn't leave anything on.
Well, I went through everything.
And you think you're like sick at this point.
Well, what else could I be?
Stupid.
Okay, but that's already been determined. So my wife comes home.
Yeah.
And she goes, what's the matter? And I go, I'm hearing something in this house and I can't figure it out. So she comes and she goes, oh, my God. I hear it too.
She's dying too?
I don't know. What are we like, you know, murder suicide here? What are we doing? So I go,
it would be her.
Yes. I go, either we're both nuts or there's somebody in this house playing a saxophone. We had Saxophone Sammy upstairs, right?
Okay.
So she looks at I show her my phone, I show her everything, right?
Uh-huh.
She goes around the house, she goes around outside. Now, when she leaves the house, I'm inside, she doesn't hear it anymore.
Okay.
So she comes back in the house. She goes, yeah. I'm not hearing it. So I walk outside. She's hearing it. So she goes, it's your watch.
Your iWatch?
So I go, it ain't the watch. And I show it to her. I go, look, it ain't running. I go, there's nothing on this watch. It's just a dial. Mm-hmm. It's just the face of the watch. She goes, it's your watch. She goes, put it up to your ear. I go, there's no
it's
way I go.
To you.
There's not a. I go, there ain't no speaker in a watch.
There is a speaker in the watch.
Because you could talk to people in it.
Apparently there is.
Way to go, Dick Tracy.
So I had to go through my watch.
Oh, my God.
And I finally realized.
Your music was playing.
Somehow, when I took my walk, I must have activated the music just on my watch.
Okay, can I
But it wasn't
too?
Showing me anything.
What an old man word to use. I have activated my watch music. The watch music has been activated.
I was going nuts, man, for 30 effing minutes. Thinking I had like a tumor or something was stuck in my head.
I think tumor would have been a better scenario than what you just admitted to.
Activating your watch.
Well, the watch activation. We activate it. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Ask away.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You know, we're friends and I love you.
Here we go.
How did you not realize in 30 minutes
that the sound was following you around?
And it was coming from your wrist.
Well, because the
you
watch.
You were moving your hands.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, it probably got worse once you took your hearing aids out because.
Well, it got fainter.
Yeah.
But like, but the watch didn't look like it. Usually when I have music on my phone,
uh-huh.
It shows it on my watch.
Sure.
Well, none of that was on.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
And then when I went through all this stuff, I didn't see anything.
So you were just walking with your hands down at your sides the entire time? You didn't notice that when your hand was up here, it was getting louder?
Well, I don't walk like this, man, where I'm flipping my hands up in the air.
I watch you walk around. You are Mr. Talk with your hands. I am too. Right? How did you not figure this out, you dumbass? Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10,
yeah.
10 being the most disappointed, what was the look on your wife's face when you guys figured out it was the watch?
Well, I mean, I was relieved.
Bro, she was ashamed of you.
Well, how ashamed? I'm old. Get used to it, man. It's going to get worse.
It was on for 30 minutes.
Yes.
And you couldn't figure out where the sound was coming
from. I went
from.
All over inside that house, and like, I'm outside because we got these outdoor speakers, so I thought, man, is this on? I'm like, I was going to get a ladder and go up to the speaker. Are they on, like, faint or something? But I... No.
Have they been activated to faint, Kimmy?
Yeah, it could have been
faint
set to
activation.
Faint.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right. First of all.
Hey, by the way, I got all my steps in.
Yeah, you did.
Tommy,
I almost hit 10,000.
Did a little exploring of the woods.
Tommy did not tell us a story before. We just heard it.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah.
Now it's time to have a serious conversation.
Yeah, go ahead. Stick it to me.
No, I'm not sticking anything to you.
Well, I didn't think it would be this, but I figured eventually you were going to have a problem with that watch because you were way too confident the second you showed up with that
thing.
I've been
pretty
good with
it so far.
You had it all figured out already.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have, but I figured at some point we were going to have to explain some things to you.
All right, so now here's the talk.
Go ahead.
All right.
Here's the talk.
It's time to have the talk.
Let's have the talk.
I think you have to start pulling back your technology.
No, you had to advance. I want to be a techie.
No. You're not. You can't. It's over.
I already bought the watch. What am I supposed to do?
Well, no. I mean, you can trade it in.
I just spent a couple hundred bucks on the goddamn thing.
Look, for the sake of
I ain't
trading
no damn
models.
Yeah.
This is the symbol. This is the 10.
No, they have like just the bracelets. Yeah, like
this
that,
is the
like,
yeah. No, this is the jitterbug.
No, you can buy.
This is the eye jitterbug.
Well, you bring up the jitterbug. Maybe it's time to like go that route. Like
I ain't
simple...
getting no goddamn old man jitterbug.
No, but
phone.
Like, bro, like your phone just goes off sometimes, right? You have this music story. You're taking weird pictures. You keep ass dialing me. You're the only person in America that still ass dials anybody. I get random texts from you sometimes, just like letters or slashes.
So the other day, I accidentally, for some, I don't know how I did this because this number ain't in my phone. Mm-hmm. I called the Buffalo Police Department.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. But not like the emergency line. It was like a regular.
Like the 311 version.
I don't know. Like all of a sudden they go, the Buffalo Police Department is, leave a message. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, man? I'll tell you when I did it. Hey, yeah, Buffalo, New York. 716 was goddamn Buffalo Police Department.
How did you do
that?
It
was like the regular, like their office line.
Sure.
It's not in my phone. How did that happen?
Did you, were you on a website that
had
some...
Yeah, did you Google something and accidentally hit the button?
What am I Google Buffalo Police?
I assume all men just Google random police departments and, you know.
No, maybe.
I see what they're doing out there.
So wait, so did you answer it or they...
No, it basically, because I hear everything in my hearing aids.
All of a sudden you were talking to somebody.
All of a sudden it said the Buffalo Police Department. I'm like, what? I didn't even know it was dialing it.
Okay. Like,
that's impressive.
This nails it down.
Oh, this nails it down.
No, I'm serious. Like, for your own sanity.
We had to deactivate you.
For your own sanity, just get a flip.
I've got too much money. I just bought an iPhone. This is a new phone.
Why would you do that?
Because my old phone was all crapped out.
But you don't need it. You don't use email, right?
Nope.
Social media.
No, I check the email.
You don't use email.
I check the email.
Social media is not necessary.
Do you know Mike Doyle's not here anymore? Our old boss?
Social media is not necessary for you.
I love the social media. I love going on the Instagram.
Yeah, but like you can go home and just do it on your personal computer.
No, I like
you can have computer time.
And I was just I like watching funny comedy videos and stuff like that.
I feel like I kind of have the opposite take here.
What is that? Oh, what
do
you say?
I do appreciate an older person that tries with technology, whereas you know, like the guys are like, oh, not for me, and they'll stick with that flip phone the rest of their life until that becomes an issue and they can't use it anymore, and now they're just angry about technology they never kept up with.
Okay.
So I think it's better this way than the opposite way.
All right, but let's have a discussion like Tommy's not in the room right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that'll be fun and humiliating.
I can't even hear what's happening. I hear a faint noise. It might be my Apple Watch. Again, if you're just joining us, 252 WCMF. Tommy yesterday thought he was having a stroke. He thought he was dying because for 30 minutes walking around his house, he was hearing faint jazz by himself. Walks outside, same sound.
Yeah.
Well, down in the basement, all over
the place. Where the hell is George Benson?
His wife comes home. She hears it too.
Yeah.
They both cross over to jazz heaven.
Yes.
Turns out it was coming out of Tommy's Apple Watch the entire time. Kimmy, you're right. You're right. There are 40, 50-year-olds who advance with technology, and you respect them for doing it.
Yeah.
But, like, Tommy's not going to be around long enough to need to know the new technology.
Hey, I'm not a dog, man. I can hear you.
Tommy's
or Dustin here, too.
Tommy's not
but he's trying, Pat. He's trying.
I'm pretty healthy.
He doesn't know. Okay.
I just had four polyps removed from my ass.
Again, look. Hey, you're doing great. Just
ass polyps.
Sit right there, buddy. I'm going to talk to Kimmy for a little while longer, okay?
Ass polyps. Pops on your ass.
Like, I mean, how much more technology does he need to learn with how much time
he has? But as things change. Keep moving, I mean.
I need it for medical, too. My mind charts. I got to have my mind charts.
No, but there's a bracelet you can buy that has a sensor in it.
I ain't getting no damn bracelet.
No, it measures.
I already have a bracelet. It's called my Apple Watch.
It measures your heart rate, and it measures your, you know, falls and, like, you know, all
no,
this
but
stuff,
I get all
pressure.
My numbers from my doctor.
You can get your numbers through this bracelet. It's just not going to have a bunch of stuff you can accidentally set off, which you continue to do.
I won't have an alarm or whatever. All my stuff.
You can set an alarm.
I won't have Facebook.
You don't need Facebook.
I love Facebook.
If you can't figure out how to not play music on your Apple Watch and wander around the house, the last thing you need is people angry and up to blood on Facebook. Look.
Right.
All right. There's a couple of points in everyone's life.
Yeah.
Where you realize this technology is no longer for me. And I know it's a difficult point. Like, we all go through it. You're at that point.
Well, I didn't drive my car through the donut shop. I think I'm all right.
Yet.
Well, you know, I don't like donuts.
I mean, why would you not want to simplify your life?
Because this is simple. The phone makes everything I do with my banking.
Yeah.
Everything's done on the phone.
No, but
I love it.
But it's not simple.
By the way, there's no way I'm giving up my phone. I'm not giving up my Amazon.
You can go on. You can get on the computer and type in Amazon.com.
I don't need that. Amazon right here, it'll say, hey, man, want to take another look at this? Boom. Hell yeah, I want that.
You also don't.
And then next thing I know, it's at my door and 24 hours.
You also don't need Amazon anymore because you shouldn't have 7 tracksuits and 4 fedoras.
Like, yeah, I mean, just... the convenience does lead to more problems, really.
Yeah, but I buy cheap junk.
Like, I just don't...
I just don't want you to be happy.
No, but like, let's talk about this, right? Like, you don't have kids.
That you but I got grandkids.
No, you do, but you, like, those grandkids do not depend on you. Like, you don't have to spring in a moment's notice to go, okay, right?
Thank
you,
God.
You and your wife, you know, she doesn't go far from the house. You're in the house all the time together, right? So it's not like there's going to be an emergency there. You don't have to be on call for this job, right? No one except for the state is going to call you and be like, Tommy, you got to get down here right now. There's unfunny not happening. There's no reason for you to be as
connected. By the way, I'm going to want it when I retire because I'll need something to do.
I think it's cute that you believe you have the money you're going to need to retire.
Why wouldn't I know how much money I don't have in retirement?
No, like I would.
I can watch my depleted resources.
Let me put it this way.
What?
I would.
Yeah, I got to check my finances every day, too.
I would kill.
I don't want my neck getting too gross.
Oh, it's gross. I would kill to have the simple life you do. I'm always running. I'm moving. I got the kids.
Well, you're in the middle of,
That's panic. What I'm saying, and it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming,
I'm sure it is.
And every parent listening knows that pain. You are, you're useless.
I thought this was going to be
No,
helping.
No, but I mean that.
You are useless.
I mean that in the nicest way. Like, you.
You can't take that nice.
No. All right,
hey.
Let me try and put it nicer.
Let me literally tell you, you're useless.
Let me try and put this nicer. What? And again, I'm saying this from the heart.
No, you're not.
You don't serve a purpose anymore.
Yes, I do.
What?
Ask your mama.
See?
Yeah.
You don't need it. And it's just causing you problems. Just downgrade the tech.
One little problem. One little glitch.
No,
I'm not
again,
giving it up.
Once a week.
So you're just dying to take my phone away.
Why do I want? Why would I want? Well, I would like to not get weird calls at 3:30 in the afternoon and I think one of our buddies are dead. Hello? Hello? And then I call you back and you don't answer. Hey, what? You called me. No, I didn't. Yeah, look at your phone. Oh, yeah, must have asked you. Okay. Bye. I'm going to go back to doing nothing in the middle of the day again. Thank God I can be reached at any moment.
I mean, sometimes you have problems that I don't even know how to explain.
Like you called the Buffalo Police Department?
Like when you go, hey, your texts are green now.
Yeah!
I don't know why. That seems like a your phone problem, not mine.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Like we were all in a group chat, and it went from everybody having the blue text, the iMessage, to all of a sudden yours turned green.
We got Instagram messages coming in. This is actually a really good point.
Oh, good, good. Let's here's some help.
Dom writes us, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, maybe if Tommy would have taken that class at Verizon, he'd have figured out what was going on and not think he was having a stroke. Your wife took a class when she got her iPhone.
Yeah.
And you made fun of her.
Well, you know I don't do good with classes.
But she's never done this.
I'm not going to, like, Apple school.
But she's never done this.
No.
Okay. And you didn't grow up with this technology.
No.
So the knowledge would be better. Like, why not just go take an hour or two class?
I'm not sitting 2 hours in some phone class.
Yeah, because you need that time.
Maybe there's some useful things on there you don't
if
even
I
know
about.
If I
sit 2 hours at a class, I better be getting a job there.
Again, based on how this business is going, may not be the
all
best
right,
idea.
All right.
No, I mean, why you have the time. You obviously need the information.
No, I don't.
You do.
I'll figure it out as
you
I move along.
No, bro, because like that's the thing.
People will help me. Nice people.
And again,
kind people.
I am being kind as your friend.
No, you're not. You're useless.
Somebody needs to tell you.
Give me your phone.
No, I like you. I like you as a
no,
person.
No, you're not.
And I'm glad you're around. But it doesn't mean you have a function. And that's okay.
Coming from my phone.
That's okay.
What will they come for next? They took my phone and I said nothing.
Yeah, you already
then
screwed it
up. Then they took my watch.
You already screwed it up, you idiot.
Then I heard the music and it went away.
How did you hear the music if you had didn't have the phone or
well,
the
watch? Well, after I went away.
Gotcha.
I went
away. Yeah. See? It's okay to not. You can still be a person and
it's
have
okay
fun.
To get off my ass, too. You know, that's okay, too. What? Riding my ass by the goddamn phone.
You can't come in and start a story with, I thought I was having a stroke, and then finish it up getting
you
us.
Even you were concerned.
But here's the thing. I'm not. Everything's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? I'm healthy.
It's you're healthy. It's not
and
good.
And you learned something new. It just took you 30 minutes to do.
No, he didn't because he doesn't even know why the music was coming out of his Apple Watch in the first
place. I didn't know my Apple Watch.
And he called it an iWatch.
I didn't know the iWatch had a speaker.
It's not an iWatch. And yes, you've never had
a phone. Yes, it is. Why wouldn't it be an iWatch?
It's called the Apple Watch.
iWatch?
No.
Same thing. You knew what I meant. If I said, hey, I got an iWatch, you go, whoa, I've never heard of that.
No, if you would have
what's
said.
What's this I thing?
You've never done a phone call through your wrist?
No, I'm not Dick Tracy, man. I use my phone.
I would think you'd love to use that.
The fact that you use
wait,
that.
Wait, to talk?
You can talk. And yes, someone. You can call me right now and we can talk through our phones or through our watches.
No, 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 no. I didn't know that was an honor.
By the way, the fact that you referenced Dick Tracy lets me know you are too far in technology.
He was one of your top detectives back
in the
day.
One of your top dicks, so you would know all about him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Men and women both get angry. Men and women both say things we'll regret.
Oh, sure.
And there are times where certain men and women will follow through on those threats of what they say they'll do.
Oh.
But a story we have in front of us today may show that when it comes to threats, how seriously you should take that threat.
Yeah.
Corresponds directly with the age of the person making it. And when it comes to men versus women, those ages are very different.
Really?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, feel like taking a trip out to Wyoming County?
Sure.
All right. I don't know why I said Wyoming like that.
Wyoming?
Wyoming County! It's where we find a 48-year-old woman who is in a whole bunch of trouble.
What'd she do?
Well, according to police, she left a message threatening serious physical injury to a person.
She left a message.
Okay. Hey, gonna hurt you bad, call me back.
All right.
So that's bad enough. We don't know why she was upset,
yeah.
And we also don't know who the alleged recipient was. We do know she was arrested. She was charged with second-degree aggravated harassment. She has a court date coming up, and now her name is in the paper at 48 years old for this, and it's not great. And before we get into the bulk of this conversation, like what we're going to have here, it is mind-blowing to me that people would leave recorded messages to threaten people.
Yes.
I was thinking that. I'm like, what if that person just never checked their messages?
Yeah, I never check voicemails.
No.
Right? I won't even read them because they'll like
they,
spell
yeah,
it out
they
for
transcribe
you.
It and I unless yeah because if I see it's a number I don't know or something I just delete it right away.
You got it. And like here's the thing: let's say they do find it, right? It's rock solid proof that you committed a crime.
Yeah, here I'm going to leave some evidence.
Thank you.
Like, might as well put it in writing at that point.
You're right. If you text it, you can argue someone took my phone and is making me look bad. If you get a Facebook, you know, threat, you can argue somebody hacked me. That's why they're doing it. You should obviously never threaten anybody, right? But if you're going to threaten someone, don't leave a voicemail. Why not just save time, head on down to the police station, and make the call from there? All right. So here's my question.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
Would you take the threat of physical harm from a 48-year-old woman seriously?
No.
Why?
Because I've been threatened by guys who left messages on my phone.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I did not take those. Matter of fact, I mocked them to their face with said tape.
Okay.
Because I knew the guy.
I need you to listen to what I
but
asked
But a chick is going to threaten me.
No, no, no. That she did threaten
more
you.
Likely to.
Why is that, Kimmy?
I guess just like the passion behind it. Like she's gotten to this point, and if she's somebody that doesn't often do that, I would think maybe she's like that burning anger isn't going to go out very quickly.
But I've been assaulted by women, legit.
I know, but
and they never got to me, baby.
Well, okay. They did.
They did. They assaulted you.
Yeah.
Still here.
Yeah, but look.
Still
at
running my mouth.
Look how your face looks, though.
Didn't you get punched in the face? Or slapped or something?
I've been slapped in the face, punched in the gut, almost okay. run over, and I've had things thrown at me.
But, so they did hit you.
But no, but they never got to Kim.
I've been yeah. shooed, I've been spooned, and I've also been hairdryers.
All right.
What?
You should take any threat
yeah.
from a yeah. woman 45 or older seriously. And I want you to walk with me here.
What do I do?
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
That's about the age where the changes start to show up, 48. Is that fair, 48, 50,
so you're, she's hitting yeah. Yeah. All right.
Okay, right. Now,
the hot flash.
You're hitting her at the worst time.
Now, we don't know anything about this woman accused of this crime. That being said, being a 48-year-old woman doesn't sound like a lot of fun. You don't get a lot of respect. You're getting older in a world that does not value age.
Right.
There are so many stresses, especially if life did not turn out the way you wanted it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
let's
yeah,
be
yeah.
real. How many of our lives turn out the way we wanted them to?
Yeah.
And the older you get, I would argue, the less you have to lose.
All right, so you're thinking she's very, she can follow through.
Allow me to present a theory to all of you.
All right.
When it comes to men, the younger the guy that makes the threat, the more serious you should take it.
Okay.
When it comes to women, the older the woman that makes the threat, the more serious you should take it. Because I believe that if an older woman threatens you, she is more likely to follow through on trying to F you up.
I'm absolutely going to kick your ass.
Yes, 100%. 100%. Kimmy, would you disagree with that?
Especially if she's never gotten to that point before, because now she's a loose cannon. Like, she doesn't even know how far this is going to
no,
go.
No, great point.
You know?
She's
great
a loose cannon
like,
she is, comfortable
she has not been pushed to this point before, so she doesn't know where it ends.
But look, when you see her squatty ass coming at you, what are you going to do?
Tommy,
with a weapon or a car?
Look, I don't know what it's like to go through menopause. I don't know what it's like to be disrespected like this in a body that I don't understand anymore. I don't. I do not.
For bitch, you had a hot flash when it was going on.
Thank you. Yeah. But like, I'll ask you women, and I'm sincere when I ask this yeah. question. Either you women or people that have witnessed mothers, wives, girlfriends, whatever, grandmothers go through this. 252 WCMF. Are you aware of what you're capable of as you are
going through the changes?
Yes.
Because it is a chemical imbalance.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to make it sound like...
No, it doesn't sound like fun.
But I'm not trying to sit here either and be like, all women are crazy. I'm saying, if she's angry and the threat is there, you being so like, is a stupid thing to do. Because like, when it comes to the age and threats, right? The older a guy gets, the lazier he gets.
Yeah.
We as men, as we get older, become resigned to what we are. We know our bodies aren't what they used to be. We've got a lawn to mow. I ain't got time to be punching people in the face. Not that guys won't fall off the handle, but when they're older, the stories we see are more spur of the moment than planned out threats.
Okay.
Women, on the other hand, ladies, God love you, you do have a hard time letting things go. You hold a grudge.
Oh, yeah.
And when that little seed gets planted in your head and you let it grow and grow and grow, I do worry how that situation ends.
Here comes Pudgy Peggy. She's pissed.
Someone messes with your
Triple
kids.
Triple P.
Someone messes with a lady's kids.
Well, that's a big time.
She's going to see that threat through.
Yeah.
Someone gets flirty with her husband or boyfriend, she's going
to
see that.
You ain't woman enough to steal my man.
There you go. I can lay out 10 different scenarios where if everything lines up, she is coming for you and she is going to F you up.
But I always figure they're never going to follow through.
No, did you not just hear what I said?
I know what you say, but I don't see it, man. Especially 48. Was she 48?
48, yeah.
Man, you know.
No, that's the prime spot, man. You're still young enough to do damage and old enough where I don't care. I don't care. What are you going to do? What are you going to lock up a lady? Going to lock up a lady? Is that what you're going to do? 252 WCMF. We're talking about this 48-year-old woman out in Wyoming County. She was arrested after police say she left a threatening message for somebody. And
she's a little dumb,
well,
too.
Well, do you think because you have the ability to listen to your message afterwards, do you think she listened to it and was like, yep, that'll do.
Take a couple runs
Nailed it. Nailed it.
I don't get you sometimes.
That would get me all the time.
No, I just, again, like, your wife, you could push your wife to the point where she's going to hurt you.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, I'm confident in it.
Yeah. But I don't think about it.
Kimmy, have you been surprised with how angry your mother has gotten at points in your life?
Well, my mom's Sicilian, so, ooh. I mean, when you pushed her to that point, you were scared.
So it didn't get worse as she
got
older.
That's a loaded shotgun.
I don't remember. I mean, I remember her, like, feeling uncomfortable at times and, like, being annoyed, but that it was probably warranted. I don't know.
Because, like, my mother is, like, the sweetest, littlest. Yeah. She's, like, 5'3", right? Yeah. Quiet, yeah. Kind woman.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, when I was in, like, my early to mid-20s, there were a couple of times where she flew off the handle where I was like, whoa, ho.
No, yeah. My mom was always pretty steady until she was mad, and then she was really, really mad. So I don't remember her getting past that point.
All right, 252 WCMF, the theory I'm throwing out here. The older a woman is, the younger a man is, the more serious you should take a physical threat. The older a woman is, the more serious you should take a physical threat. Frank, he disagrees. He's on CMF.
Oh,
hey, Frankie.
My God. I just turned you on, and I had prostate cancer, and one of the drugs I'm taking now, a chemo drug, I take it every night, 2 pills of it, and one of the remnants of it is I go through hot flashes quite a goddamn bit.
And he doesn't even have breasts to play with.
No, I appreciate what a woman goes through now. I never did, you know, we never hardly ever do, but boy, I'll tell you, it's a pain in the ass.
Well, you're taking them wrong.
I get them all the time. I must get a dozen of them a month.
Is it that bad? Is that brutal?
Oh, God. Well, hey, it's one of the results of it keeps me alive.
Okay.
This cancer drug.
You running know, hot.
And I feel like, yeah, you're damn right it does. But you get them at all times of the day and night. It's not a good thing. It's not fun. So any of these husbands, boy, I'll tell you, your wife or girlfriend or whatever, they grow through hell. Let me tell you.
So yeah, but they never bring it up.
Frank, thanks for the call, buddy. I'm glad you're doing good, man. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right, let's go get him a nice bathtub. Okay. Sit him in there. Kellyanne writes us on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. She says, I'm 48, experiencing the changes right now. Don't F with me, because I will hurt you. Everything and everyone pisses me off now these days. That's an alarming message.
Yeah, that's a fun woman to be around.
Well, yeah, but it's not her fault.
But you think we could get away with that? But it's not my fault.
No, but I mean, look, it literally isn't their fault. Yeah, it's like you said, it's the
But they say men go through some stuff too.
Yeah, you're right. We did talk about menopause.
Yeah.
Andropause a week ago.
But you had to deal with it. You couldn't fly out to your old lady and go,
Your coffee in the morning. What? And the day is ruined for everybody.
Who, me?
Like, Pat will go so far out of his way to make sure you have your caffeine so you don't turn into a toddler. So, like, yeah, I would give them a break when they're dealing with, like, hot flashes and all the other crazy stuff that's going on in their body.
My mother went through it, like, really bad.
Was she an angry woman when you were a kid?
When she was drinking.
Okay.
So my mother was one of these people that she was, like, that drunk that it just switched. But she also had, you know, she went through the changes. So back then, they didn't really know a lot about it. So one of the things they had, she used to have that fan.
Oh, the little handheld
fan. The little
handheld fan.
And, like, she would sit there, and I thought she was just, like, full of it, you know. She's like, you got to be kidding me with this stupid fan and stuff. But she made my old man's life miserable, and he made her life miserable back because he didn't buy into it. He didn't think menopause was an actual thing.
Kind of like what you're doing right now. Yeah. Man, what's the big deal? Ain't no thing. Shut up. Sit on a block of ice and get going.
He kept telling it was all in her head, man.
Oh my God. I couldn't imagine, like, the level of anger your mother was going through.
Yeah.
For to be going through that and then have somebody, some idiot tell you it's not real, and then it's all in your head.
And on top of that, she still did knob Mike Mulay.
Yes, she did.
Ugh.
Oh, she took care of business. But she also drank through it all, which I don't know what that does to going
Probably
through the changes.
Good.
And they drank. Like, she would go drink with my dad.
Damn.
Yeah. And not good. Not good. Because my old man was a happy drunk. Not so much with her.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jim. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. Hey, I was going to say, it's been my experience, women that are angry of that around that age are usually unhinged. Usually unhinged. Younger women usually got the, you know, their future ahead of them, and they're happy, but
they're mad.
By 48, if you're getting angry and making threats, you're unhinged.
All right, Jim. Well, Jim, I would argue anybody making threats is, quote, unhinged. I'm saying, who's going to follow through? Jim, how old are you, buddy?
I am 61.
Okay, so
he's got some battles.
You got an ex? You got an ex-wife in the past? Is that what we're hearing about here, Jimmy?
No, just several ex-girlfriends.
Okay.
Wait, never married?
Professional bachelor all my life.
God damn.
With a voice like that, too.
Thank you.
That's impressive, man.
All right, look, Jim. Now you sound like a great guy.
And he's rich.
I will say this. If we get a call from a guy, right, who's going, all women are crazy. What's your wife like? Never got married. It's hard for me to be like, oh, Jim's absolutely right. Jim's not the problem.
No, but Jim kind of watched it from a distance. Like, he saw and didn't want to partake.
Maybe.
Yeah, is that what it
Maybe.
Is?
Maybe. We don't know. We don't know Jim's story.
Safe distance, but it's like, you know, you're nuts if you got to threaten people now. I mean, just... you want to live longer and process it, not make threats.
We can agree on that, Jimmy. We can agree
Enjoy
on that.
Enjoy your Corvette.
Thanks for the call. There goes Jim. Yeah, never got married.
You know he's got a vet.
Who cares?
Wait, who cares? I'd love a Corvette.
Bro, you look like such an idiot in a Corvette.
No, I wouldn't. I'm built for Corvettes.
Can I tell you something?
You couldn't handle your Apple Watch.
There's jazz coming out of the engine. Quick sidebar, now that you brought it up.
Yeah.
This goes out to all the older men in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You don't look as cool as you do at 60 in a sports car.
Well, that's the only people they can sell them to. Yeah.
But that's no, what I'm right. saying.
You would never sell a sports car.
I can't think of the last time I saw a young person in a sports
car. It's their dads.
But I mean,
it's all gray hair.
Yeah.
The gray-haired people.
But it's always been that way.
But expense is there. Right. You know, car culture has died for younger people, at least as far as like Corvettes and, you know.
Y'all don't appreciate a good ride, man.
All right, so wrapping up, this 48-year-old woman arrested for leaving a message of threatening. You know, my theory, the older a woman is, the more likely she is to actually hurt you when she threatens you. I think part of this could also be women never being held accountable in the past for stuff like this.
Or being written off, you're saying.
That's what I mean. Like, Tommy, when we're young as guys, we never take threats from women seriously.
Yeah.
Because even if a woman goes off and gets physical, which is really bad, we will keep it quiet.
Yeah.
Right? You've talked at length about your experience. There was one phone call I will remember for the rest of my life that we took from a guy who I know, and he's a big, tough guy. I had met him before, and he was being abused by his wife.
Yeah.
And he refused to talk about it to anybody because, he was embarrassed. He didn't want her to get in trouble. They had kids together, and I was extremely surprised by this.
Yeah.
Right? The older a woman gets, the less likely I think she is to get that slack, especially if she is making threats against someone she's not in a romantic relationship with.
Okay.
Like, if you've been able to say whatever you want your whole life and not been held accountable, that could lead you to cross a line with someone that, and at this point, goes, yeah, of course I'm going to call the cops. Right?
Yeah.
And, like, I think it comes down, I'm afraid of what an older woman's willing to do.
Ah, come on. I think it's fine. Guy like you never runs his mouth, pisses people off.
I've never been assaulted by a
machete.
Yeah, I am scared of the machete.
Do you also think, though, that guys write it off, especially if you've been in a relationship with this person for so long, because you think, well, this isn't her. This is going to pass. You know what I mean? Like, you think, like, if you hadn't seen that behavior before, you might think, like, oh, this is just a, you might do the, it's just a phase excuse, which could lead it to getting worse because you just keep writing it off as, oh, it's not really them. This isn't how they are.
No, I think that's a great point. Like, you know, the whole idea, like, you know, Kelly writing us on Instagram, she hates everything and everyone. Frank calling up saying he's having these hot flashes and he's finally understanding what women went through.
Yeah.
We don't understand what that feels like. We don't know what that pushes you to. Just like women have a hard time understanding what it's like as we get older and start to feel like maybe we don't have a purpose anymore.
Okay.
It's impossible to relate to. So Kimmy's right. For you to go like, oh, this isn't her, she'll be back. Ah! Oh, God!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Unless you rich ass, flying is a miserable experience.
Yeah.
Right? Not only they jam you in, herd you in like cattle, stuff you in this plane, circulated air, everything costs money, way too much money. And just when you think they can't squeeze any more money out of you for the simplest things.
Yeah, what's left?
Oh, buddy. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Are you familiar with WestJet?
WestJet. No.
They are a large Canadian airline.
Oh. All
right. And WestJet has come up with a new way to take money from their customers.
What's that?
WestJet is announcing that if you would like a seat that reclines on the plane, that is now an upcharge.
So I can't lean back.
Nope. You cannot lean back unless you want to pay them for the privilege.
So it's only a select amount of seats that with that kind of space?
Yeah.
And it doesn't even go back that far.
No.
It doesn't even make much of a difference. You get an extra, 2 inches of lean.
So how much they charge?
So that's just it. We don't know yet how much this is going to cost to lean back. The lean back on the plane charge.
I thought you were going to say pay toilet.
No, not a pay toilet.
But that's got to be. That might be coming, man.
That's impossible.
Yeah.
Why?
Because everyone's going to crap their pants.
Yeah.
They don't care.
You're going to got to.
Spank it. Spank it.
So you may be wondering why they are charging people for reclining their seats. It turns out that most reclining seats take up more space than seats that don't recline. Because there are airlines that have seats that don't recline, period.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think I've ever been on a plane where the seat didn't recline a little bit.
Unless you have gone on the most budget of budget airlines. Yeah, most of the seats you've had reclined. So their plan is to have two or three rows of reclining seats that they will charge a premium for. Yeah. And then the rest of the plane will have non-reclining seats so they can jam more rows in
the
plane.
So you can just sit upright.
Exactly.
Sit straight.
So not only
no slouching.
Not only will you not be able to recline, you will have less leg room because they are jamming more seats to make more money.
Yeah.
That is what
so the doing. Other seats get more uncomfortable in the process. So I guess my question, though, is could they hurt themselves by doing that? Because what if nobody wants to pay for the reclining seats?
You've still got more seats in the plane, I guess.
All
right? That's where you're making your money.
Yeah.
And I guess you're just – but that's a funny thing. You're already going to make money by – you could just make the whole plane non-reclining and not even make this a thing.
But I'm guessing because I guess it's WestJet.
WestJet, yeah.
Is it like a regional?
It's the second largest Canadian airline.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Well, they only got two.
I've seen ads for WestJet.
Oh, okay. Because I'm thinking if they're shorter flights, it works to their advantage to cram you in there because you're not stuck in a plane for 6 hours.
Okay, yeah. I mean, they may have.
Maybe that's their theory.
It's possible, I guess. And look, I know that there are people listening going, I'm not flying WestJet, it's Canadian, what do I care? I'll tell you why you should care. Every American airline is watching them.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
And if they are able to continue.
They all looking.
Yeah, if they continue to have the same amount of people flying, as soon as this works, every American airline will do the same exact thing because they're all hot garbage.
Shove your ass in there.
All right. I know this sounds like a really bad joke. It is mind-blowing. They come up with a way to make flying even more miserable.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people who feel it's rude to recline, period, when you are on a plane.
Yeah.
Do you guys recline in your seat on an airplane?
No.
I mean, not much if I do because I'm small, so I'm comfortable. But I have had these people like, all of a sudden, the seat's in your face. then you almost have to recline just so you're not almost sniffing their hair.
So you have a problem with people reclining their
seat? Nah, a little bit.
I just don't get the point.
Of reclining the
seat. It doesn't do anything.
Well, it's
for
also
you.
If I have my tray down
yeah.
and I have a cocktail
oh,
on
no.
there.
Oh,
well, no, because you're going to launch my goddamn scotch into my sweater.
Oh, you got scotch sweater? You got Becky scotch sweater, do you? Kimmy, it makes a huge difference, at least for me.
Really?
When it
I
comes
don't
to
feel
like,
much
you're a
of
bigger
a
person.
At
you're,
all.
You know, you're an oaf. You are. You're a big ass oaf.
If I don't recline my seat, I'm literally like this on the plane.
Yeah, yeah. Your but, big
but,
ass head.
But even if you recline, you're just like this.
But at least I get a little bit of like pressure off my lower back. Like when I get my right leg is always numb when I get off a plane. I'm just sitting on whatever nerve that is. If I don't recline, it's horrible. It sucks. Yeah. I hate it.
Well, big people. Yeah, it has to suck for any big person to travel.
Yeah, it's not fun, man. Not fun.
I'm travel size.
Does your husband doesn't recline?
Bet
she does.
He's a pretty nervous flyer, so I feel like he's not usually one to recline because he's not going to like close his eyes and rest, you know? Okay. I've never seen him recline.
Oh, it's not even about rest for me. I just need a spot where I can like,
get comfortable.
I make that noise too when I'm reclining.
Oh, that's great. You're going to be a joy to fly next to.
I'm a quiet man other than my noises.
And you don't like to fly, so you're a little jittery.
Well, I know. So I'm so scared to fly, I don't react at all.
Oh, so you're like
you
zombie
freeze.
Boy?
Yeah. And like, because if I see other people reacting, that makes me more nervous. So I don't want to be that guy for people that might be nervous.
Do you get? Are you bad with turbulence? Light turbulence.
Yeah. Any okay. bumps, I get really bad. But like, here's the problem. Like, if I'm flying with my kids, like my kids and my wife, the last time we flew together, we went through some wicked turbulence.
Oh,
wicked turbulence, and I was terrified. Like, we're bouncing up and down.
Yeah.
Okay. And my kids immediately look to mommy and daddy to see if we're.
Well,
scared.
You got
to
be cool.
Exactly. I thought I was going to die, but I can't.
It was that bad.
I don't like to fly.
I don't know.
Yes, I thought I was going to die. And my kids are like, and I'm like, it's okay.
Everything's fine.
It's fine. I am not scared at all.
You got tears dripping down your eyes.
I always hate the passenger who has to announce what we're all experiencing.
For example.
Oh, my God. This is rough. How long is it going to last?
Yeah, but there's always somebody casually eating a sandwich, and I look to that guy for comfort. Because if he is willing to sit there and eat a sandwich through this turbulence, I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, if the guy's
not worried about it, look at him go.
Sipping a cocktail, relax.
No, that guy pisses me off more than person who's like actually scared. Because I know you're scared. You're just trying to look tough, and you're not as tough as you think you are.
Yeah, but it is a calming effect.
Okay, maybe.
Like, if you see me sitting there, legs crossed, drinking a drink, it's a little bouncy, you might feel like... This guy's probably flown a lot. This is no big deal.
I won't look at anybody else. If we hit turbulence, I will not look.
Oh.
I'm straight at my seat.
I'm always looking around on the plane.
Why?
I'm like a prairie dog, man. I'm just popping my head up to see what's going on.
But what happens if you make that random eye contact with somebody?
I did once in a while.
Ooh, I've been caught.
I love, like, when I used to fly in JetBlue, I used to like to see what everybody was watching on TV.
That's weird, man.
Because it was amazing. Like, someone's.
I do get self-conscious about what's on my TV. I will pick, like, the most PG... kid-friendly programming because I'm afraid that like something awkward's going to pop up on the screen.
I was watching something on my phone
the
last time I was flying, and there was a sex scene in the movie, and I was like,
Yeah, that could pop up. That's true.
252 WCMF, we're talking about WestJet. They're a Canadian airline. They are now charging people to recline their seats. We're not making this up. There is an upcharge for a seat that reclined. Troy writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Why not just buy all the seats in the row and stretch out?
Oh, there you go.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, my house is too small. Why not just buy a mansion? Shut up, Troy. 252 WCMF. Karen will wrap it up for us. Hey, Karen, how are you?
Hey. If little pro tip, someone in front of you reclines too far, you can always just tell them how nice their hair smells. And for added effect, you can maybe ask if you can touch it.
That would work. I would probably not recline
any
longer.
Can I sniff and touch your hair?
I'm telling you.
Just creep them out.
You might also get the air marshal called on you, Karen. That could also happen.
I would like a mouthful
maybe,
of your hair.
But some people might be into that. You never know.
What if they are, though? Yeah. What if they're like, no problem.
It's a lose-lose situation.
I haven't thought my plan that far ahead.
Yeah,
sorry.
Karen, never tell an old man his hair smells nice.
I guess I really do need to rethink my plan. Ooh.
Great plan, Karen. Thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. Two of the worst pieces of advice you could possibly give. Buy out the row and tell them.
Can I touch your hair?
All right, let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.